Now, a third elephant at Dublin Zoo has tested positive for the elephant endotheliotropic herpes virus. This follows the death of Zinda and Devani earlier this month. Coleman O'Sullivan is on the story. Coleman, can you just tell us what's happening now?
Well, Carol, the zoo are very keen to stress that all of their elephants are well. None are exhibiting symptoms of this virus. As you said, Asha has tested positive. However, she is 17 years old and the zoo is hoping that means that she will have built up enough immunity over her lifetime to help her fight off this virus. The elephant that they are very much concerned about and keeping an eye on is Samaya, because she's only 9.5 years old. And it's younger elephants who are more vulnerable, as Christoph Schwitz, the director of the zoo, has been telling me.
It's a virus that we know exists in most elephants in human care, but also in the wild. It's known from all Asian elephant range states, but also from many zoos. It's a herpes virus that is specific to elephants, so it doesn't affect any other species. It doesn't affect humans at all. It only affects elephants, but unfortunately, in elephants, and in particular in young elephants up to an age of about 9, it can have a fatality rate of up to 80-85%, sometimes even more.
And Coleman, what are the veterinary people at the zoo doing now to make sure that the animals live?
Well, the vets and the keepers are all keeping a very close eye on the herd, watching them 24 hours around the clock. And then if any elephant does exhibit any sort of symptoms or anything even out of the ordinary, because they say the initial symptoms can be very subtle, they will get them tested. The blood sample goes to the Equine Centre in Kildare and they have a result within a few hours. If it comes back positive, there are a number of things they can do for the elephant. They have antiviral medicines, they have anti-inflammatories. They also will try and get blood plasma with antibodies from other elephants to help them fight off the virus. And like anybody suffering from a virus or any creature suffering from a virus, it's important to keep them hydrated. And so they do have a range of measures to try and help these elephants. But as Christoph was saying there, if the elephant is under 10 years old, it is very hard to help them to fight off this virus. And the other thing is that this virus, like many viral outbreaks, they just don't know when it's going to subside, when the herd in Dublin Zoo will be clear of it. So there's no end in sight for them at the moment, but they're all working very hard around the clock to try and take care of these elephants and to help them get through this current outbreak. And just one other thing that they really want to stress is that this virus is very specific to elephants. So as Christoph Schwitzer was saying there, there's no risk to any of the other animals in the zoo or to anybody who is visiting the zoo. It's just a virus that affects elephants and elephants alone.
Okay, Coleman O'Sullivan, thank you for bringing us up to date there. After the break, we'll be talking to Simon Coveney on why he's bowing out of electoral politics.
Go full family dinners on Lidl Plus. Mix and match any three Irish barbecue meats for just €9. Make chicken dishes to please the whole table, bring your beef burgers to the next level, and pick from our succulent pork. Family dinners sorted all week. Go on, mix and match any three for €9. Scan the Lidl Plus app and go full Lidl today.
Everyone deserves the car that's right for them. That's why there's something for everyone in the Peugeot 242 range. The 208 compact hatchback, 2008 compact SUV, 408 fastback, and the all-new 3008 SUV, now available in electric and hybrid. With up to €2,000 trade-in bonus, 3-year free service offer, plus flexible payment options. Test drive them today at your local Peugeot dealer. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Peugeot.ie for details.
RTE Radio 1.
Liam Gallagher. Definitely maybe 30 years celebration tour. Live at Thomond Park, Limerick, this Sunday, the 14th of July. Playing the classic album in full alongside B-sides from the era. With special guests, the Mary Wallopers. Liam Gallagher. Live. This Sunday. Tickets available now from Ticketmaster.ie. Subject to license.
Music updates on RTE Radio 1.
You're very welcome back to the News at One. Simon Coveney has announced today that he won't be running in the next general election. After 26 years in electoral politics, the Cork man is bowing out. He's been Minister for Agriculture, Foreign Affairs and Minister for Enterprise, and he has been Taoiseach, and he's on the line. Good afternoon, Simon Coveney.
Hi, Carol. Thanks very much for having me on.
Well, can you tell us why you have made this decision?
Oh, well, look, I mean, I think... You know, one of the challenges of being in a leadership position is knowing when to leave. You know, and I think, you know, I've been in politics now for 26 years, my entire working life. You know, I made a decision to enter politics when I was 25. I've been incredibly fortunate to have the support of my constituency since then. That's almost it's more than a quarter of a century. I've held many positions that really I could never have dreamt of before entering politics, including becoming Taoiseach for nearly 3 years. And so, you know, when there was a leadership